You have questions, we have answers. This is Jane Muller.
And this is Ken Muller. Welcome to our show, all about real estate with Ken and Jane. And today, Jane, we're going to continue the buyer process. The last two shows, we got into the whole buyer presentation, the competitiveness of making their offers, what to do to make your offer stand out and have a chance of being successful mm-hmm. in this highly competitive seller's market. Mm-hmm. And then we last show in particular, we spent a lot of time talking about attorney review,
yes.
about the legal requirements, the role that realtors have in preparing the realtor contract of sale. And then thereafter, how the buyer and the seller both have a right within 3 business days to have an attorney review and disapprove of the contract.
Yep.
Or they could even actually cancel the contract if they do so.
Yes.
We spoke about that and how the buyer in this market, how it's good to have an attorney that's skillful, knowledgeable, and responsive because an attorney review, it's like the Wild West.
Yes.
Anything could happen. The seller could get a higher offer and just kill you for that reason, or likewise, the buyer could change their mind. So from the buyer's perspective, mostly it's important to get done with the attorney review on a quicker basis.
Yes.
Because if you really want the house, so you want your attorney lined up, you want your loan officer ready, and you want to fire with all cylinders.
Absolutely. As soon as under contract, the moment you saw the attorney letter under the contract, last time, have a drink.
Right. So
at least you are protected as a buyer from the contract. From this point, the only thing may happen is either you have a problem with the mortgage or home inspection, but mainly the buyer sort of in the driver's seat from this point, because seller cannot cancel the contract after this point, right? So the buyer, I would also, I highly recommend the buyer to immediately start a mortgage process and also to start the home inspection as soon as possible.
Right, and then we touched upon the last show that normally within the realtor contract, they give a time limit of up to 14 days for the home inspection to be physically conducted.
But often
the attorneys can modify it, make it 7 to 10. Usually it's
or
within 7 days.
Seven days.
But like you said, normally as a buyer agent, the buyer let get the home inspection done sooner rather than later, because if there's a problem with the house and you can't come to an agreement, you'd rather know sooner rather than later. Right.
Yes.
So let's talk about it now as a buyer agent and the buyer agent's role and the purpose of the home inspection and what happens, for people out there that haven't bought a home or that are thinking about buying a home. What's involved, and let's get into what's involved in the home inspection process.
First of all, as I mentioned, before, we have a show about home inspection. Home inspector, the role is to give you all the list, everything he or she observed during the home inspection.
Right.
So a lot of a home, right? I mean, nothing is perfect.
No,
so,
any home, basically any
home.
House, whether you even take new construction, you take a home that's 5 years old, you take a home 20, 30, 40, 50 years old, any home you can go into, including ours,
yes.
the home, you can always find something that needs repair or recommendation for improvement. That's just
absolutely. And generally speaking, the home inspection is including general home inspection. So, and also they do rundown test is optional, but we highly recommend to do one, rundown testing. And they had a pest control, the certificate, mm-hmm. that one. And if it's single family, I always recommend my buyer to do a oil tank swap.
Right.
So sometimes the people say, you're crazy, Jane. This area has no oil tank, right? But you never know. You never know, right? So for a few hundred dollars, you have a peace of mind. So that's I can't stress that more to the buyer. It's very important to protect, your biggest asset, the home. So you should have the oil tank swap.
Right. And in addition to that, what the buyer and the buyer agent and the buyer attorney, either three of them could do is definitely do an OPRA request, open public record access request with the township. It's not going to be all conclusive, but at least you can write to the township and say, hey, for this particular property on 123 Main Street in anywhere in South River, do you have any record of any oil tanks? And if the township has a record of there being an underground tank that was removed, that's good news, because then it would give closure to the fact that at least the tank was removed with the proper oversight and inspection of the township. If the township has no records, that then you're basically, doesn't really resolve anything, because it could have been an oil tank that was removed without ever notifying the township,
yes,
or it could mean there never was a tank. You really don't know until you do this scan.
Yeah. Also with the opera, you just brought up a very good point, Ken. And you also can see whether it's an open permit, because once again, it's not every township require CCO, you know. So some township only need a fire inspection. Mm-hmm. So the best thing is to have your lawyer, have your attorney to contact the township to get the opera request, so you know the history of what improvement has been made on the home. So that's very important. Another thing I would like really, really to mention is apply the mortgage as soon as possible.
Well, that's also in the contract. I know what happens, what's in the contract is basically most contract, well, actually the realtor contract, and then the attorneys will say basically that once we're under contract, the buyer shall make a good faith effort to apply for the mortgage within the 30 or 45 day period specified in the contract. What happens, unfortunately in some cases, is that the buyer and their agent decide they want to wait till they get the home inspection and then decide
resolved,
get it resolved,
yeah,
before they pay the money for the home, for the
appraisal,
mortgage, because because the appraisal is money that the buyer pays up front. So they're looking at it like, I don't want to pay a few hundred bucks to have the appraiser go out there if we're not going to move forward based on the home inspection results.
You know, so a lot of time, right? What I mean, as a very experienced listing agent, I can share that with the buyers here. And in good faith, you pay. It's only about a few hundred dollars, right? I know money is money. I'm not saying your money, you shouldn't watch it. But if you go ahead in good faith with your mortgage ready, at the end, if you have a, you know, issues couldn't resolve, most likely when the seller can see the end of the tunnel, most likely they're waiting to work with you. So that's the benefit. So to get, and also good for you too. You don't want the seller said okay at the end, and then you rush everything and you delayed, and then you have to give a notice to your landlord. It's like, I'm the person that's always get things ready early. So that's very, very, yeah.
Right. But let's go back now and talk more in detail about the home inspection. Like basically, mm-hmm, what is the main home inspector? Because a lot of listeners out there probably are thinking, do I need to hire different inspectors to do the tank sweep, to do the pest control? So let's talk about typically what the general home inspector is going to cover under his or her scope of services, which would basically be the electrical, the plumbing, mm-hmm, the structural. They can give some environmental. They can give a general idea if they see something that looks like suspect mold, and then you'd either have to bring in a specialist to either confirm that, or a lot of times it's kind of visually apparent that it is mold. Mm-hmm. But they're kind of a jack of all trades. You know, the master of none. The only thing, some of them may not be able to do the tank sweep service. You have to provide somebody else for that. And they normally all are qualified to put the radon canister in place. Mm-hmm. It has to stay there for, 48 to 72 hours if they use that type of the canister. Or they have another way of doing it as well, that the machine
more
they
accurate.
Can use. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Absolutely. And after that, just as a buyer, just make sure to follow up with your inspector to get a report as soon as possible. And then I think the key point here is, after you get a report, what are you going to do about it?
Right. So that's where let's say then the buyer, you're going to have this report. They're typically 60 to 100 pages, with a lot of them with photos. A lot of times, every inspector is different. Sometimes they give a summary in the beginning or the end that gives the major findings. And then they give the detailed report to follow it, or which is good. But then now it's where the buyer agent, the buyer, and I guess the buyer attorney. Some attorneys don't want to get involved in the home inspection. They basically
They
basically give it to the buyer and say, "Here's the report. Yeah. You and the agent talk about what you want me to ask for."
Yeah.
Unless the attorney sees something glaring that they think is really a major concern that they're going to make sure you ask for it. But otherwise, to the more minor things, is going to be up to the buyer agent and the buyer,
mainly buyer themselves
to pick and decide. Right.
Yeah, but my advice to the buyers out there is, the more item you ask, the less you're going to receive from the seller.
What happened to the saying, ask and ye shall receive, right?
Ask shall receive, but ask reasonably.
Right.
Right.
No, don't be greedy. Though.
Yeah, don't be greedy, right? And I had cases, the buyer want everything. The summary, 3 pages. So the buyer attorney wrote to the seller attorney, my client would like to address everything on the summary. took owner 1 second. The owner didn't even talk to me. Owner just sent back and said, we do nothing. You want it or not? So at the end, the seller attorney wrote back and said, you have right to cancel. We do nothing. But in fact, the owner did do a few things, like a 3-4 thing he think is reasonable. But he just felt the buyer is like too much, right? So they said, we do nothing. But thank God that time, at the end, the buyer agent and I talked, and then the buyer said, okay, you know, I understand. I said, you know, my hands are tied here. The seller is really upset, so I can't really say anything. Either you take it or you're not at this stage. It's like 20 other buyers waiting for this deal fell through, so looking back up offer, right? So at the end, at the final walkthrough, the buyer couldn't believe seller did 4 or 5 things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because if they only ask 4 or 5, everybody will be happy. But in this case, they ask a summary. I would suggest the buyer out there, right, pick the important thing. I know it's your first home. Talk to your agent. Talk to your lawyer.
Yeah. So, but let's set the expectation, because even though we're currently in a seller's market, like we discussed previously, it's never a good idea for the buyer to waive the home inspection, because you're just opening yourself up for a lot of exposure, especially as a homeowner that's going to occupy the house. I mean, there could be really major safety things. So what are some of the factors, what are some of the issues that would basically be non-negotiable from the buyer's perspective? I can think of two: high radon level, because for the health and safety, and if there's mold in the house. If the seller tells you go pound salt, I think from a buyer and buyer agent's perspective and their attorney, that it would be a hard sell unless they got such an incredibly good deal, they're willing to take the house as is and address that. Because there's some things that, you know, you have to really have to be done.
Ken, you and I are a true couple. Yep. You always think from the lawyer perspective. But for me, I agree with you and I disagree with you. Sure, these two items is a big item. But I, as a buyer, if I'm the buyer agent, I would quantify that first, okay? I would, first of all, if there's a mold, I would ask seller agent, can I bring a mold specialist to assess it? Say, if the end of the day, the mold guy came, right? We had a mold session too. We had a guest speaker before. If the person says only costs $3,000, I would ask the buyer, yes, you have the right. Yes, it's a safety issue. But if someone can solve the issue for $3,000, would you go ahead with it? I mean, it's a buyer's...
Anything can be quantified with money.
Exactly.
Right? So why don't we take a short break and we'll be right back to further discuss.
A state-of-the-art building, approximately 3,000 square feet with a backup generator and plenty of parking, is available for lease. Located on the main thoroughfare in Hamilton Township, the building is zoned highway commercial and is suitable for retail, medical, office, education, and much more. To find out more and see if it fits your business and your needs, contact Ken at 908-337-9448. That's Ken at 908-337-9448. A two-story building, approximately 5,100 square feet with private offices and open spaces located in prime downtown New Brunswick, is available for lease. Yes, come on down and take a look. The building is zoned community commercial and has many permitted uses, including office, art gallery, theater, and music studio. To learn more about this property and more, contact Ken at 908-337-9448. That's Ken at 908-337-9448. Attention to developers and contractors. Over 3 acres of land located at the heart of East Brunswick is up for sale. Great location and lots of potential. For further details, please contact Ken at 908-337-9448. You are listening to All About Real Estate with Ken and Jay Muller on 93.5 FM, 1450 AM, Fox Sports, New Jersey. Now let's get back to the show.
Okay, welcome back, Jane. So we're discussing the home inspection and some issues that at least I feel from the buyer's side would be really non-negotiable, or they would need some compensation or for. And I know you were mentioning the mold is basically quantifying as a monetary thing. And to me, it's not so much about the money in that case, because if you're the buyer, a lot of times home buyers don't have the luxury of having a contractor do the abatement or the remediation before they move in. So something like mold or radon, radon, I guess they could have it done. But the mold, you don't want to move your belongings in, even if the mold is on the basement level or the attic. I think to me, that's something you'd want to have, at least have peace of mind. You'd want to have it done before you occupy the house, not say, well, I got $3,000, so I can do it in a month or so, because mold mold is such a health problem to some people. They could be really allergic and have – it's not worth to me the risk of having you move in.
I'm not disagree with you, Ken, but put on the buyer agent head here, right? We're here to solve the problem. If you cancel the contract because mold issue, if say the mold only costs you $3,000, for example, I understand you tried to do it before, but you could do it the day after closing and then move in 3 days, 5 days later, right?
Right, if you have that luxury.
Yeah, you have that. Yeah. Once again, I'm just all talk about options here. Uh-huh. And going back to your readout, right? Readout, normally if you get mediated, it probably costs anywhere between $1,000 to $3,000 or $5,000, depends how big the square footage, depends how the house, right? Once again, this item as a buyer, you should ask. No doubt in my mind, you should ask, right? And if the seller say no, and then I would say, as a buyer, we should get a quote and make an informative decision, mm-hmm. right? So that's about it. I mean, if the house has a lot of other issues, walk away. Yes, maybe it's the best thing happened to you. But if everything else is fine, just one or two sticky point, it doesn't matter which house you go, you may have other problem, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm the person is, I always evaluate at that point, time, what's the best option for my client, the buyer in this sense, right? So the home inspection, I mean, it's very emotional. I think a lot of time when we have a negotiated home inspection, it's not what happened. Most of the time, I mean, I'm not, you know, it is how people feel.
Right, and that goes both for the seller.
For the seller,
well, too. A lot of times they get a long list. A lot of times they might get a list of like 12 or 15 items. The seller will panic and get nervous and say, oh, they asked for so much. But when you really read it, a lot of the items might be just verification that the HVAC has been working or AC was working properly at the end of the year. So you look at the list, and a lot of it are minor things. But the seller, people don't take the time necessarily to read everything in detail. They think, oh, my God, they asked for this laundry list. You know, it's overwhelming to them.
Once again, that's why you have an agent. I always say, why I have a job? I mean, a lot of agents, you know, I mean, as a real estate agent, Ken, I often say, why people hire me? If I understand why people hire me, and, you know, I'm a good agent. Why? You have to perform. You have to helping your people, mm-hmm. either seller or buyer, because we do it every day. For them, some of my sellers sell a house 30, 40 years, same house, right? So we have to be there. So the buyer, same thing, could be their first house. I sold many homes in my early career. The people, three generation, never owned a house. They live in Manhattan. They live in, Brooklyn, actually, mm-hmm. in a condo, the apartment. So the first time in three generation to buy a house. Can you imagine how excited, how nervous they are? So I said, don't worry, I do it every week. So I hold their hands, go through something, go through the report with them, explain to them. I mean, once again, your agent, you may not license to give any legal advice or any home inspection advice, but explain to them, point out the right person. For example,
sorry to interrupt you, but one other thing they could do, another resource is go back to the home inspector. A lot of times during the home inspection, home inspectors are very good. They're going to create different baskets. They're going to say these are major issues that you really need to address at some point. Otherwise, you're going to have problems. These are, you know, more minor issues. And then the third bucket is these are upgrades or things that you can do to further improve the energy efficiency, the drainage, you know, just things, you know, the house upkeeping things.
Absolutely. I mean, if you read a report, the best thing is discuss with your home inspector, discuss with your agent, discuss with your attorney. Also, discuss with a professional. For example, I had a buyer did a home inspection. They said the water pressure is too low, mm-hmm. and then they were very concerned. And I called the plumber. So they measured the pressure. They said, yes, because this house was built in the 60s. At that time, that's meet the code, that's what it is. So that would really reduce the buyer anxiety.
Another issue that we've encountered with the electrical are the aluminum wires and the pigtailing, and the fact that a lot of home inspectors, they see aluminum wiring typically, which was present in the homes built in the 60s and the 70s, and they raise the alarm flag because they figure, oh my God, aluminum wiring, it could be a fire hazard, which it needs to be taken seriously. But if you bring an electrician in, what often they can do is they can pigtail it, or they can open the outlets and see that it already was pigtailed. So that's
yes.
just something. So sometimes it's no need to be alarmed if it may already the protection may already be in place.
Yeah, I always say don't lose sleep. Just do something about it, right?
Right.
Take action. And if that bothers you, and research more, speak to a lot of professionals and solve the issue.
Right. So that's part of the role of the buyer agent is once you have the repair list, if the seller is offering a monetary credit or willing to do certain things, you can bring in your own professionals, your own, licensed contractors, your electricians,
yes.
your plumbers, and get a cost proposal from them or an evaluation from them as to what needs to be done.
Absolutely. I mean, sometimes, right, I think the emotion part, one part is a fear. We just recently had a home in East Brunswick, and the basement have a crack, right? The buyer's concerned. The buyer got their professional. I'm the listing agent. Immediately, I called our, contact the contractor, contractor to give our value. And it turns out it was not that big deal. So this vertical is very common, and it's very easy. So we already know. So I'm sure the buyer side can be much more relaxed. So there's no issues there. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. After the home inspection satisfied, and I always say to the buyer, I understand it's attorney's role to order title, but I would urge the buyer and buyer attorney at least remind the attorney, because we did have a deal couldn't close because the buyer attorney got so busy, forgot to order the title. And now the title take very long. Once again, we have another session much earlier about title. If you want to know more details about that, please feel free to listen to that episode.
Basically, the title, just so the listener knows, that's basically the legal summary of the verify the judgments, the liens, if any, the mortgages mm-hmm. that are on the house, the judgments on the buyer and the seller side. That's all that's called the title package. That's very important. That's necessary from the attorney's perspective so that the deal can close. So even though you can
absolutely.
Have your home inspection done, you could be on your way to getting the mortgage, but if the title isn't ordered, it's been delayed because of the county searches have been limited due to the COVID restrictions
yes.
on accessibility to the mm-hmm. to the records and the shortages in that regard. So it's very important that the attorneys order the title as soon as possible.
Absolutely. And also another question buyer often ask me is about the survey. Should I need a survey? If it's a single family or fee simple townhouses, and I always recommended the buyer should buy a survey, because if you have a survey, you will know, whether encroachment, and in the future, if you want a fence or,
Right. And I think the attorney, you as the agent are a real estate professional.
We
you
don't
give legal
order.
Advice, but you can, the buyer attorney will almost
yeah.
certainly recommend it, because otherwise without the survey, you're not going to know if there's any encroachments on that could be from other
yeah.
neighbors' fencing. It could be easements going through there. It could be a township, right of way. It
yeah.
could be utility line that's in there that you're not aware
yeah.
of. So the survey is really, really important. And also
very
from the practical
important.
Standpoint, that's for the legal standpoint, it's important. Also for the practical standpoint, if you want to put in a fence down the road or a swimming pool, you're going to need a survey. So you might as well get that up front.
And also with the title, right, you have to have a survey. So your title will
otherwise the title company will have certain
exceptions
to the
yeah.
policy saying,
mm-hmm.
Since there's no survey, we're not insuring you against any easements or any
yeah.
encroachments, because we don't
yeah.
know if there any exist without reviewing the survey.
But once again, go back to the episode of the title. I have a detailed explanation of that. But to clarify this, not I recommend the buyer. Normally, it's the attorney recommend buyer. Buyer always call me, say, Jane, do you think I need it? Do I have to pay for it? I said, the answer is yeah, absolutely. There's a protection. What the lawyer recommend you? You should take your lawyer advice.
Think about it too. I know a lot of buyers have concerns about the cost, but think about it. This is probably one of the largest investments that,
yes.
that a person's making. They're buying either a home, maybe $400,000 to $500,000. And when you take it in relation, the proportional, you're paying the attorney fee a certain amount. You're paying maybe $700, $800, $900 for the survey, more if you want the markers. But in relation, in the ratio comparison, it's a small investment, but it gives you great protection. So it's just,
for me, it's not the amount. I think it's a vital.
It's vital. Too,
I can sleep
yeah.
well in the night.
Yeah.
I did like all your tank swipe. I can sleep well at night because I
yeah.
did everything I could to protect my buyer, right? And one more thing I think is super, super important is I want to alert all the buyers. Once you get a clear to close, please call to start your utility account. Okay, you don't have to start immediately. You can start from day of closing. Say if you're closing, whatever the date, you start from that day, but a call before, because that happened again and again. So at a closing, once we close the house, closed, and the seller call to cancel the utility, because I always tell seller to wait till the date, right? And just happened that day, they had some problem, you know, with the shortage or something. The buyer couldn't get through to the utility company. And they had a storm or something coming. So at the end, by the time they get to it, the utility already cut. Once it's cut, it's going to take you hours, like 6 hours or 7 hours. You have to sit in the house, empty house, waiting for it. You know.
This isn't fun, right?
So that's really always start early. Always call to start account. A lot of buyers said, well, it's not my house yet, but it's going to be. So you call them to start it the date. So in that way, you can, you know, protect it. God forbid, if it doesn't close or anything happen, you can cancel it again, right? But you know, that's really, really important. So, and last thing.
We should also cover the mortgage. Basically, assuming the appraisal goes well, the house appraises, or if it doesn't appraise, if they waive the contingency, what happens usually 30 to 45 days after the contract has been fully out of attorney review, the mortgage commitment letter is issued. And the commitment letter is basically kind of the firm commitment that the lender will lend the money, but it's not the funding. So there's things could still happen, and that's why we have to urge buyers, you know, we've got to wrap it up quickly, but they should make sure you don't take any loans out or do anything. Don't buy a car. Don't do anything that's going to affect your debt to equity ratio.
Don't go shopping for the new furniture. Put on your credit card.
Because that could be a deal breaker at the end. Yes, you know, there have been situations where the mortgage commitment was issued, then the buyer subsequently did something that adversely affected their credit. The lender does a soft run on the credit before the closing, and then the funding never happens.
Yeah. So if you're very tight with the serviceability, that can really trigger your mortgage. You know, not get declined last minute.
Right.
So
unfortunately, we're out of time, so we have to cut it end it today. So we'll continue next week, and then we're going to jump on to another topic.
Okay, thank you. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You have been listening to All About Real Estate with Ken and Jane Muller, airing every Sunday at 10 a.m. on 93.5 FM, 1450 AM, Fox Sports, New Jersey. For feedback and suggestions for future topics, go to their Facebook page, All About Real Estate with Ken and Jane, or email them at realestatewithkenandjane@gmail.com or call 732-898-2266.